We pray, Lord, cleanse us from all our sins that we may look upon your word with an unobstructed view. Amen. Back in the days of the hippies, one of the popular songs had this refrain: what the world needs now is love, sweet love. The song was right, except that I'm not sure what it means by love. Human beings have so many different definitions for love. And some of the definitions actually are more like hate than they are like love. However, we know what God means when he uses the word love because he has explained it for us. He has said in Romans 13, love is the fulfilling of the law. So the law is the description of love. Now you know the Ten Commandments. This is God's way of saying here is what love is all about. Jesus summed it up by saying, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first great commandment, and the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So let's say that you've been hurting someone. Is that love? Of course not. It's hate. Then a friend comes to you and he tells you what you're doing is contrary to God's commandment, the fifth commandment. Is that love for him to say that? Of course it is. He's repeating part of God's description of love. Furthermore, he's trying to rescue you from hate, which he knows can destroy you. Now what if you respond and tell him to mind his own business? Is that love? Of course not. That's hate. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Now, if we take all of those things and take a look at hate, we would see that hate is the exact opposite. Hatred is impatient, cruel, envious, boastful, proud, rude, self-centered, given to anger, bears grudges, enjoys evil and falsehood, minds its own business, doesn't trust anyone, is always skeptical, gives up easily. What ILC needs now is love, sweet love. Well, you know, actually, sometimes love doesn't seem very sweet. Consider my earlier example. Does it seem sweet to you when somebody comes up to you and points out your sin? Does it seem sweet when those people who are in charge make rules for your life, telling you what you can do and can't do? Do you interpret any of these things as being acts of love? And then does it seem sweet to you when you get disciplined? When you're doing detention? Probably not. And yet God makes rules for us. God points out our sins. God disciplines us. And oftentimes it is painful. And God is love. Love motivates what he does. Love moved him to sacrifice his son. His only begotten son. His beloved son. God took the punishment meant for us hate-filled sinners, and he made his son suffer that punishment. And he did it out of love. Because he did not want our hatefulness to cause us to spend eternity in hell. He wanted the hatefulness to be forgiven so that we could spend eternity with him. God so loved the world. And yet there are many things that God does in our lives that cause us pain and sorrow. And that too he does out of love. He says, "My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when you are reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives." Love, sweet love. Yes, at times it does not seem to be so sweet. And yet it is truly sweet in the real sense of the word. God does not expect us to enjoy it, to enjoy the pain and sorrow. But he does expect us to understand that he is acting in love. Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Hebrews chapter 12. God is always looking out at what is best for us, even if it hurts. And at one particular time, it hurt him very deeply when our God died on the cross. And at other times, it hurts us when he disciplines us. But it's all love. Now, I would guess that many of you have heard the parental saying, "This is going to hurt me more than it does you." And I know I didn't believe it when I was getting the leather strap. However, when I became a father, I learned that it is true. That is when I disciplined out of love instead of anger. It is painful in here when a parent has to cause suffering to a child that he loves. The pain of a spanking goes away in a couple minutes, but that pain inside that a father feels doesn't go away so quickly. ILC is a campus where there is really only one rule: love. Love God, love the students, love the teachers, love the staff, love the visitors. So teachers, love those whom you discipline. And students, love those who discipline you. Love one another. Always looking out at what's best for the other person, even if sometimes it hurts you to do so. We'll pray. Heavenly Father, forgive us for our many acts of hatred. Help us to love one another even as you have loved us. Help ILC to be a school where love rules and where all rules are produced by love. Grant this for Christ's sake. Amen. And we'll conclude with hymn 439, verses 1, 3, and 4. 1, 3, and 4, hymn 439.